Chapter 26. We end up having a great time at dinner. We don't discuss Nina again, and the conversation flows easily, especially after we get to our second bottle of wine. I can't remember the last time I've had such a nice evening. I feel sad when it's coming to an end. Thank you so much for this, I tell him as he pays the check. I'm afraid to even look at it. Just the wine alone probably cost a small fortune. No, thank you. His face is almost glowing. I had a great time. I haven't had this much fun in... He clears his throat. Anyway, it was really fun. Just what I needed. He stands up after signing the check and sways on his feet. We drank a lot of wine tonight, which wouldn't be the greatest idea under the best circumstances, but I just remembered he's got to drive us back to Long Island, on the highway. Andrew must realize what I'm thinking. He holds onto the table to steady himself. I shouldn't be driving, he acknowledges. No, I say, probably not. He rubs his face. We still have that reservation at the plaza. What do you think? Well, it doesn't take a genius to know this is a huge mistake. We're both drunk, his wife is out of town, and he apparently hasn't had sex in a while. And I haven't had sex in a much, much longer while. I should say no. This can't end well. I don't think it's a great idea, I mumble. Andrew lays a hand on his chest. I'll be a perfect gentleman, I swear. It's a suite. There are two beds. I know, but you don't trust me? I don't trust me. That's the bigger problem. Well, I can't drive us back to the island tonight. He looks down at his Rolex. I'll tell you what. I'll get us two separate rooms at the plaza. Oh my God, that will cost a fortune. He waves a hand. Nah, I'll get a deal because I host clients there sometimes. It's fine. Andrew is definitely too drunk to drive, and I probably am too, even if I wasn't terrified to get behind the wheel of his expensive car. I suppose we could get a taxi back to the island, but he hasn't suggested the idea. All right, as long as we have separate rooms. He hails a taxi to get us over to the Plaza Hotel. As we slide into the back seat of the yellow cab, my white dress again rides up my thigh. What is wrong with this stupid dress? I'm trying so hard to be good, but this dress won't let me. I grab at the hem to pull it down again, but before I can, I notice Andrew taking another look. And this time, when I catch him, he grins at me. What? He says. Boy, he must be really drunk. You're looking at my legs. So? His grin widens. You have great legs, and there's no harm in looking. I smack him in the arm, and he holds his shoulder, pretending to be wounded. We're getting separate rooms. Don't forget that. But his brown eyes meet mine across the back seat of the taxi, and for a moment, I'm having trouble breathing. Andrew wants to be faithful to Nina. I'm sure of it. But she's in a different state. He's drunk, and the two of them have been having problems. Maybe for a long time. As far as I can see, she's been horrible to him the whole time I've been working there. He deserves so much better. What are you looking at? He says in a low voice. I swallow a lump in my throat. Nothing. You look beautiful tonight, Millie, he breathes. I'm not sure if I told you that, but you should know. Andrew, I just... His Adam's apple bobs. Lately, I've just felt so... Before he can get any more words out, the cab jerks us to the right. I never put on my seatbelt, and I find my body thrust against his. He catches me before I bash my head against the window. His body presses against me, his breath on my neck. Millie, he whispers. And then he kisses me. And God help me, I kiss him back.